All right, well, that debate over Russian cyber attacks has been just burning through social media. Here to look at that and other news that's generating discussion online, we've got Femi Okay. She's host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, and she's on the line from Washington. Femi, welcome back.
Thank you so much. It is an intense debate online. Look out, hashtag Russian hacking, Russian hacking CIA. It almost feels like it's the last days of the presidential election campaign. I noticed lock him up, hashtag lock him up, hashtag treason, all alluding to President-elect Trump somehow being involved in the Russian hacking scenario.
Well, there's also a line from a spokesman from Russian President Vladimir Putin who said today that the U.S. should either just stop talking about this hacking issue or come forward with some evidence that Russia is actually responsible. Have you noticed anything about how this is playing out in other countries?
What I'm looking at is a broader conversation, and it's basically fueled by what's happening in the United States. And it's a very geopolitical conversation, so you will see different netizens taking sides. It's also bleeding over into one of the bigger political stories of the week, and that is what is happening in East Aleppo and Aleppo. And that was basically people in Aleppo grabbing the headlines and saying, pay attention to us.
Right. That basically the rest of us are just watching as civilians desperately try to evacuate the city.
Well, they're grabbing the headlines. They're actually using their own social media and communicating to the world. It's almost unfiltered, though, Peter. I am seeing tweets. I'm seeing periscopes. I'm seeing videos from fighters, from civilians. Could this be war propaganda? It's very difficult to check. You need to look at the Twitter handles to see what the Twitter handles are saying. Are they activists? Are they citizen journalists? It's a very murky area, but definitely this was social media grabbing the headlines from traditional media.
Well, and as we know, many reporters and journalists who were not able to get into the city have been using things like social media, WhatsApp, in order to actually do the reporting.
And it's one way of getting a sense of the story, but you're only getting one side or one aspect of the story. For me, I'm circling back to organizations like UNICEF, who in the last 24 hours used hashtag Aleppo. And we call on all warring parties to allow the immediate evacuation of children from East Aleppo in safety and dignity. It's the humanitarian story here, which I think trumps any of the sort of political, geopolitical conversation that's going back and forth online.
Sure. And as that plays out, we also have in this country Facebook outlining some steps that it's been taking to weed out fake news. In fact, they're partnering with fact-checking organizations like PolitiFact, Snopes, Washington Post. Tell us about that. What's the plan?
Well, the plan is to actually get us, Facebook users, to actually help Facebook at least check to see whether a story is true. So now, as well as being able to report perhaps a bad post, you can report that you're seeing a fake story, you're disputing a story. If you dispute a story, then the fact checkers, the third-party fact checkers that Facebook have got on board, will then look at a story. If they deem that this story is disputable or fake, it will be labelled with a link and will go further down your newsfeed. It won't be eliminated. You would just know that you are reading and you are sharing what Facebook fact checkers feel is a fake story. They actually are stepping back from saying we're not going to make sure everything is true on Facebook. They say that they believe in giving a people a voice and we cannot be the arbitrators of truth, but at least they're going to help us, the users, work out what is true, what is fake, and knowingly sharing fake stories by labeling them.
Tons of pressure on social media to figure this out. Do you think that'll work?
It's one way of seeing. I'm sure you've seen and I've seen stories and you're thinking, that's not true. And we just laugh and we share it anyway sometimes. It's like, too good to be true. This is ridiculous. Hashtag fake news. But rather than just do that and allow a story to circulate, there's one more step that we should do as concerned smart citizens. It probably won't work because part of the internet is that the fake stories are kind of fun to look at, but it's when people are using them as information, as was done during the election campaign, that is when they can be quite dangerous.
Well, Femi, we have almost no time left, but I have to mention this story, which is not so serious. The Arctic blast. Folks in Chicago are so cold, they're using a hashtag. Is it Chiberia?
Chiberia 2016. There hasn't just been one Chiberia, Peter. There have been many, and this one is particularly chilly. You should go look at that hashtag, and you will see the freezing memes, the pictures of how people in Chicago are bearing up. But they have been there before.
Yeah.
This is Chiberia 2016.
Femi Okay, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thank you.
You're so welcome.